The story of Theodore Judah's initial examination for the Central Pacific and his report on crossing the Sierra Nevada has already been told. For the Union Pacific, Grenville Dodge was the first man. He recommended following the Platte River to the base of the Rocky Mountains, and Peter Day was the second. On September 6, 1862, only 4 days after the initial meeting of the directors of the Union Pacific in Chicago, they instructed Day to examine and report to them the passes between the 100th and the 112th parallels of longitude. Day examined three routes west of Julesburg, Colorado. Day picked the route over Cheyenne Pass. On November 4, 1864, Lincoln approved Day's route. Brigham Young also wanted the tracks to run through his city, and he was, with Durant's help, a member of the UP Board of Directors. Young's eagerness and the potentially lucrative coal deposits notwithstanding, what was needed most of all, at least at first, was a line through the Wasatch Range into the Salt Lake Valley. Accordingly, Day recruited two fine engineers, Samuel B. Reed and James A. Evans, to head separate parties to find a passage.